It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We take a look at what's going on right now in the National Basketball Association. The playoff push is wrapped up. We have all but one team clinching in the Western Conference. Eastern Conference is still somewhat of a toss-up. 5, 6, 7, 8 seeds still to be clinched. We take a look right now. We'll start with the Golden State Warriors. I want to talk about them. I want to incite a debate between our two From the Perimeter podcasters, Mo Walters and Thomas Pinciero, and our wild card, Chris Ford, who's sitting here eating cupcakes, which is good. I honestly wish I had some cupcakes right now. So let's start with this. You have the Warriors at 65-14. They've clinched the league's best record for the third year in a row. They're the first team to do that, right?
Ever?
I saw something.
It can't be the first team to do that.
I saw a stat. So. You know when you see something fly across your Twitter and then you lose it? It's gone into the world of Twitter. It's gone.
I don't have Twitter. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you got to get on there, man.
Dude, you got to get
on
Twitter.
So, Golden State, I want to ask you this. Is there such thing as a regular season dynasty? And the reason why I say regular season dynasty is because they didn't win last year. The Warriors did what?
They lost in the finals.
No. What'd they do?
They blew a 3-1 lead.
And they won the year before. I think we've actually moved on from the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. The thing now is the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead. But anyway, so do you think they have... Is there such thing as a regular season dynasty? And do they have it?
Yes, obviously. I mean, you've seen the Bulls in the 90s, the Lakers in the 80s, but the difference between those two teams...
They won championships.
With the Warriors, they have, what, one championship right now? So I think time will tell if they'll turn into a dynasty, but I think LeBron and the Cavs are coming for them again this year.
Is it really a regular season dynasty if they've already won a championship together, though?
Yes, because they haven't won two or three championships.
But they've won one at least.
That's not a dynasty.
You cannot say
that's a dynasty.
Yeah, I think
one championship.
Dynasty,
I don't care how good you are in the regular season.
No, I know it's not a dynasty.
That's not a dynasty yet.
Then what counts as a regular season dynasty then? Because it's only
been
3 years.
Having the best record in the league 3 years in a row.
So 3 years in a row, that counts as a dynasty then?
Yeah, I think three years.
If you're talking regular season, I think if you're talking regular season dynasty versus all-time
dynasty,
there's a difference.
You can make anything a dynasty if you want.
I'm talking about a period of time where you are dominant in the league.
3 years in a row,
you can make
I think
the
counts
76ers,
as a regular season
you can make
dynasty.
The 76ers
so the Spurs have a regular season
team.
Dynasty? They would count, right? The Spurs as having a dynasty?
See, that's tricky because they've done it over 15 to 20 years.
I would call it consistency. Because the Spurs, that's an interesting point, Mo. What the Spurs have done is they've consistently gotten to the playoffs year in and year out, and they've made some runs. But what have they done? They've done it sometimes. They're at the one or the two or the three or the six.
They haven't missed the playoffs in like 20 years.
Yeah, but that's consistency.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a dynasty.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
they're in their
all
own category.
I'm talking about all-out regular season domination. I'm talking about the fact that they're 14 games ahead of the Cavs right now. For the best record?
So in that
I'm talking
term,
about
yeah.
all-out regular season domination for three seasons.
With that definition, sure. Then they're a regular season dynasty.
Okay.
But so you can make the argument that the 76ers are a dynasty of the worst team in the last four years.
I mean,
honestly, you can make the argument that...
And no, you certainly can't because they're not last right now. If they had come in last, like the Cleveland Browns, okay? The Cleveland Browns have had like the first round draft pick for the last like, I don't know, 2-3 years. 3-4 years in a row of... I'm talking about, like, if the 76ers had been in last place with the worst record for 4 years in a row, that would be a dynasty.
Did they do it the last three?
Then that would be
it. The last three.
Then that would be it. They're getting a little bit better. But that would be it. So, moving on from that, a couple of little notes, I guess, as to how these teams are standing in the playoffs. I noticed this last night. I want to hear your thoughts on this. And Chris, I want to hear your thoughts as well. The Hawks defeated the Cavs last night, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
While sitting four of their five starters.
Yeah.
They upended the Cavaliers. Now, right now you have Cleveland and not, I don't think they sat anybody. LeBron was playing, everybody was playing, correct?
Yeah, everybody played last night.
Cleveland sitting at 51-28. The Hawks have not yet clinched a playoff berth. They're three games behind the Wizards for the fifth spot at 41-38. We're late in the season. Cleveland's actually 5-5 in their last 10 games. Does this concern you at all about Cleveland's standing heading into the playoffs?
Not at all. LeBron even said the other day before the Celtics game, he doesn't care about the regular season.
So you
at
think
all.
They just kick it into high gear?
He has a gear, of course.
Thank God they play in the NBA, because if you were to do that in any other sport where you were one and done.
Listen, man, if he makes it to the finals again, this is going to be his, what, seventh straight trip?
I don't think
he's worried at all about any regular season matchups.
Well,
he knows what he's doing.
One player doesn't necessarily make a team. It's LeBron.
LeBron does. He almost beat Golden State single-handedly.
Here's the thing. LeBron is a dynasty wherever he goes. LeBron is a dynasty wherever he could go on Brooklyn, on the Brooklyn Nets right now, and they'd be the one seed. No, they'd be the one seed in the East. LeBron on the Nets would be the one seed in the East. Now, should I be a little concerned? Yeah, I'm a little concerned with the Cavs, because I do trust LeBron, and I don't trust any of the other teams to actually beat him in the East. I don't trust the Celtics to beat him 4 out of 7 games. I don't trust the Hawks. I don't trust the Hawks to beat him 4 out of 7 games. Nobody's going to beat LeBron in the East in a 7-game series, but I'm still concerned, because if they go 7 games after 7 games after 7 games to get to the finals, they're going to be pretty worn out when they face the Warriors.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have
to be a little concerned.
Whether you're LeBron or whoever you are, you still need to respect the limitations of your game. I mean, you still need to respect the fact that you're going to be tired. You're going to face these challenges. Shouldn't you be well-grooming yourself? And I know that was one game against the Hawks, but it was kind of concerning some people, because a high-caliber team like the Cavaliers averaging 110 points a game.
If they didn't beat the Celtics the game before, then I'd be really concerned. They won pretty handily against the Celtics, and the Celtics wanted that game.
Yeah.
The Celtics wanted that game because they wanted that one seed. And the Cavs just blew them out of the court.
The Cavs gave them no shot.
So if they didn't win that Celtics game, I'd be concerned. But it's the Hawks. They're playing a home and home. They're going to play them again tomorrow night. They're playing the Hawks again.
If they beat them tomorrow night?
I think watching the game, like I watched highlights in the game, and they just look gassed. Like they weren't running the court like you see the Cavs running the court. Everybody was slow. They kept everything at a super slow tempo. They weren't playing a Cavs ball game. I think they were just wore out, and they were like, hey, if they're going to sit 4 starters, let's not take it as seriously as we need to, and let's just use it as a rest.
So, taking a look at that, and you said it doesn't concern you, Hawks haven't even clinched a playoff berth yet. Do you expect them to do that in the near future? You take a look at the NBA standings in the East, the Hawks, the Bucks, the Bulls, and the Pacers. The Miami Heat are a game out, and it looks like we could have somebody with a losing record make it in the East. What are your predictions from that, if you want to give a little sample?
I think the Heat get in. I don't trust the Bulls. I don't trust the Bulls sitting at the 7th seed. Well, they're tied for the 7th seed with the Pacers. I think the Hawks are fine. The Bucks are fine. The Pacers have the star power. They should be fine if they get it going. I don't trust the Bulls. I don't trust Jimmy Butler, Fred Hoiberg. And Miami's...
What if Dwayne Wade comes back?
I still don't trust Dwayne Wade. He's been out for a good month or so. What's he really going to do in the last few games? Because they're going to have to ease him back.
He has experience in the finals.
They're going to have to ease him back. Miami's been a hot team. They've been, honestly, I think the record has been better than the Cleveland Cavaliers post All-Star game. Post All-Star weekend, the Miami Heat have a better record than the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that's saying a lot. I think they started off awful, but they can get in. They're going to squeeze in. Bulls are out. The bottom, the 5-8 seed, it's a little murky. It's a little murky. I don't know what to expect. I don't think there's really any great team going there. For the whole East, for the conference to go to the finals,
I think the Pacers are going to shock some people.
Are you just talking about playoffs?
I'm with Mo on that one. I'm expecting the Pacers to kick something on here soon and just blow people out of the water.
Lance Stephenson does scare me sometimes with the attitude, but he's a tough player from New York. I think he'll be good for them in the playoffs if he keeps his head on straight.
Well, here you go. The Pacers, I have them going up to the 7th seed, which means they played against the Boston Celtics. I'm not predicting the Pacers will beat the Boston Celtics, but they can definitely force them 7 games. I don't know what we were talking about this yesterday, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics have lost that chip on their shoulder. They're not playing the same basketball. They're 500 basketball the last 10, 15 games. Or 16 games, because 15 games is an odd number. But they've lost that chip on their shoulder. They look out of it. They look like their priorities are out of whack. They need to either get refocused or they're going to be in for a shock if they got to play Paul George and the Indiana Pacers in the first round. Tell me this. Who's the best player in that matchup against if it's the Pacers and the Celtics? Who's the best player out of all those teams?
I've got Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Paul George.
But I'm going to say Isaiah Thomas. You said between the Celtics and the Pacers. I mean, the guy's 5'9 and just tearing up the NBA right now.
I'm not discrediting Isaiah Thomas at all. He's obviously been an amazing player, and he's probably a top six MVP vote.
I think Paul George has so much more revolving around him, and he has so much more magnitude overall.
If you go to every single GM in the NBA right now and say you could pick either Paul George or Isaiah Thomas to start a team, you're picking Paul George.
So much magnitude.
29 out of 30 GMs would say Paul George.
And the only one that wouldn't would be the Celtics.
But now it's still Cleveland at top. I could see Toronto making some noise. Just because it's DC Sports, I don't trust Washington Wizards right now.
That backcourt though, with Beal and Wall.
I just don't trust.
Pretty good.
You can't trust DC Sports. Right, I mean, that's coming from a Skins fan. Like, you can't trust DC Sports at all.
I think John Wall's tired of losing. I think this year, I think it definitely will be their year, at least in the conference finals.
I would like to see John Wall come up with something, because John Wall is a great player, and I think it's his time to shine. He deserves something.
All right, so moving on here, I did want to address something in the Western Conference. You take a look at Russell Westbrook having a phenomenal season with the triple-doubles, the first player to average a triple-double since Oscar Robertson. He's one away from breaking Oscar Robertson's triple-double record. Last night against the Suns, and the night before, I forget who was playing then, might have also been the Suns, he failed to get a triple-double by just a couple of statistical categories. I think it was like two assists last night. But what I want to talk about is his team is in. They've clinched in the Western Conference. They're ready to go. So at this point, winning these games, he's trying to get that record. And he actually admitted to assist picking last night. Hunting for assist is what he said.
Hunting for assists.
I don't think I have any good hunting music here.
Hunting for assists.
Do you think that is an ethical move to be
ethical move?
Hunting for assists?
You want my biblical worldview answer here?
Hunting for assists.
I got no problem with it.
You have no problem with it? You don't think it's changing the game?
They're locked in at the sixth seed right now. They've got, what, two games left in the season?
Yeah.
Why not go?
I mean,
but here's the thing.
If you're shooting like he did last night, 6-for-25, you need to be dishing out
some. Yeah. When was the last time you criticized somebody for passing too much or trying to get the assist too much? That's not something you hear very often. But the thing is, Oklahoma City Thunder, they are a much better team when Russell Westbrook gets the triple-double. They have a plus, they're over 70% win percentage when he gets a triple-double. So why wouldn't you want him to get a triple-double every single game?
That's not my issue, but my only issue is during playoff time, other players are going to have to be able to make plays. So right now I kind of want to see Andre Roberson and Oladipo and some other players be able to take over and make plays for other teammates.
But they can't, Mo.
Oladipo's capable, he's just not playing well.
They can't do it. They can't do it without him.
Then they're not going to win the playoffs. Your name's LeBron James.
They can't win.
Yo, I don't. See, Westbrook's got this team on his back. I mean, he's carrying them single-handedly.
Hey, what other team could lose Kevin Durant? Well, let's see. The Warriors lose Kevin Durant. What do they do? Go on a 13-game winning streak. What do Oklahoma City Thunder do without Durant? They still make the playoffs.
How far would they go in the playoffs, though?
I don't think that's necessarily... I mean, I think... you can't make it on just one player, Thomas. You have to have a foundation around you. So you have to have players that are helping Westbrook getting
him the
ball.
They're not
going to
win the championship.
No.
They're not winning the championship.
Well, I want to talk about this. Right now, they're slated to take on the Rockets.
Man, what a matchup.
It would be Rockets and Thunder.
Harden and Westbrook.
Dude, that'd be better watch out. In the books.
Mike D'Antoni, you better watch out.